Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket is your home for SMU football. Mustangs and Red Raiders, Saturday at 6:30 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
This Friday, we are going to be in McKinney. That is, if we can survive the fart the Cobra just let.
What are you talking about? Come on. This is stupid.
You came in here, and normally I don't call people out on the air on this, but you know what, Runs? I've got to interrupt this for 1 second, okay? Because you came in here, and you made a big production out of it. You hiked up your leg, and I swear it sounded like a car stripping a gear.
Whatever.
And it smells like Fido's ass.
Whatever. This is ridiculous.
Brito. Sorry, Runs. Well, assuming we can get through this, we will be at Lone Star 49. That's a FINA station in McKinney at North Tennessee in Irwin. And we're going to be there Friday. We're going to be doing the gas thing out there, oddly enough. Where we'll be selling gas from 4 until 7 for $1.31 a gallon. 25 gallons max of regular unleaded or diesel is what they will allow. And in order to be guaranteed discounted gasoline, you got to be in line by 6:30. 31 cents a gallon will be donated to the Texas Scottish Rite Hospital for Children. So join us in McKinney at the FINA station, Lone Star 49, and North Tennessee at Irwin this Friday from 3 until 7. All right, it is time. We have resurrected it. We didn't think we were going to be able to get it in today, but magically enough, as things sometimes do happen here on the Hard Line, we can. Today's show recap. Where we go back over the things that we've touched on and talked about today.
Before we get to the show recap.
Well, hang on.
No. Let's squeeze this in first. This is much more important than recapping the show. Because the Texas Rangers have stepped up to the plate, so to speak. Big time, as a matter of fact. The big benefit run for David Cunniff, the guy who was paralyzed in the Gypsy Tea Room, which is...
By the way, nice article on that the other day.
Huge article in the Metro section yesterday. The benefit for David is this Thursday, September the 2nd, and you have to register at Legal Grounds Coffee Shop, which is off of Gaston and Abrams in Lakewood. The Rangers have donated 1,000 tickets. Anybody who signs up for the $20 race gets 4 tickets to the September 7th or September 9th game, I think, against the White Sox.
Excellent.
1,000 tickets the Rangers donated.
That's awesome.
And so for $20, all this money goes straight
to... I've got $20.
Good. Goes straight to David and his fund. And with that, you get 4 tickets to a team that's in the playoff hunt.
That's great for the Rangers.
Oh, my God. That is huge. I'm very proud that the Rangers did that. And there's still time to sign up. This is going to be a massive event. There's going to be a big after party at St. Pete's down in Deep Ellum with free beer.
Beer?
Yes. I believe food is going to be donated. There's going to be burgers. Carrabba's, I think, is pitching in food. A couple of high school bands. And it's all for a wonderful cause. For David Cunniff, the guy who was unfortunately...
And beaten to... paralysis.
Beaten by the skinhead at the Gypsy Tea Room. So go to Legal Grounds. It's $20. It's a 5K race. It's this Thursday at 7 o'clock, right after we get off the air. I will be there. I will definitely be there for the entire duration. So I beg everyone to come out and support a really worthy cause. And thank you, Texas Rangers, for doing that.
Yes, they did step up to the plate. Way to go, Rangers.
All right, go
ahead. Very nice.
Recap the show.
I lost my run sheet.
I've
got one, Mike.
Oh, no.
Well, why do we need to recap the show?
Just kind of good to let people know what they might have missed. So maybe tomorrow they'll tune in and realize that they missed something good yesterday. Now, as I go over the run sheet, there really wasn't much to tout.
We had the press conference.
Pork chop sandwiches.
Oh, I mean, we learned who was cut today. Today was a big cutdown day for the Cowboys.
Okay.
What's the matter? You didn't like the press conference?
So sure I'd call it. Well, you didn't. You slept through it.
Well, we're not talking about me. We're talking about you.
We weren't talking about me at all, actually.
HSOs
Mike
about
did
the Cowboys?
His left arm levitation.
That was pretty good.
As he was sleeping. You don't understand how weird that was watching you
broke
sleep.
Down the Rangers.
How do you know? We took Cowboy phone calls,
yeah,
Greg.
Yeah, we did.
Here's
how
what you
did.
How
do you know that?
Maybe you were sleep spanking.
Your arm just raised to and fro as your head was resting on your right shoulder. It was really weird.
My shoulder was hurting me. That's probably what that was.
Oh.
We had down the schedule of the Rangers and
not,
all the...
Not before we had E! News and a ranch report.
Exactly.
Where Michael slept again.
Not him, because that was the shortest ranch report in 5 years. Runner found a seam and went for it.
You really cut him loose.
Well... I mean,
where else was there to go?
I think Mick was about to make another point, but...
Well, he can make it tomorrow.
I know, that's what you told him. I mean, it's not like he's not going to be on tomorrow. Or the next day, or the next day.
Greggo, stop it.
He's a teammate. Come
or
on.
Or the next day.
That was a big show.
I mean, we don't
it
have
was.
To blow everything we have on one day, do we?
No, and as a matter of fact, I'm going to use this time to promote what we're going to talk about tomorrow.
See?
We were going to do something today where we're going to piss off all the Orange Bloods.
But see, you're not going to piss them off. I think they're going to agree with you.
I think that article
pissed them off the other day, saying that Mac Brown's good no matter what.
Doesn't matter what Mac Brown does, he's solid. We're going to find out tomorrow. We were going to do that today, but the press conference took priority over the show.
Also tomorrow, we are going to have the Mike Reiner... bottled water drinking challenge, because you say you can tell Dasani specifically from other drinking bottled waters, right?
Well, I think I can.
No, you said, don't backtrack now. You flat out said, oh, yeah, it has a different taste.
Yeah, it does.
And you say the same thing. I can
guarantee you I can tell Evian from any other water.
Really?
There is no question.
All right,
question.
Done. You're both in. You're both in on the drinking challenge, because I say crap. That water
well,
is water
no,
is water
I don't
water
think I
water.
Said I
can,
do
tell
that.
Gatorade.
I don't think I came on here with a big, body Gatorade. Blustery claim that I could do this.
And I can tell Gatorade from coffee, too.
Coffee?
You heard me.
We'll test you both, Big Mouse.
You put Gatorade out there and coffee, I can tell you the difference.
That's good.
But I can tell you the difference in Evian and regular water.
We'll see.
I think Evian does have a distinct taste.
It does. But see, Ron, here's the reason that I'm not going to do this tomorrow is because these guys, they'll cheat. Somehow they'll try
to... You don't have to do it. It's for him.
We're not cheating.
You can actually set it up just to prove that we're not cheating.
You can do it.
Right.
You can do it. Run the whole game.
Pour the bottles and everything.
I will. That way that there'll be a little bit of integrity.
I'm just worried that they're going to run piss in there somewhere.
Oh, my.
No, I won't let that happen. That will not happen.
Right now, Mike is drinking cat piss. Cat piss.
Stop saying piss.
All right, well, let's gear up
what
a two-minute
grill.
Doing so by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly. That next here on The Ticket.